We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Glad to see you, man. Inspiring viewers. Glad to see you, man means welcome in Jamaican, a language spoken by around 15 million people in Jamaica and other countries throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. For all Intelsat 10 C-band viewers, starting March 1st, Supreme Master Television will change downlink parameters. To watch Supreme Master Television, please use the following new parameters.
Intelsat 10 C-band at 68.5 degrees east. The transponder remains the same at G14C. Frequency 3805.5 MHz. Polarization vertical. Symbol rate 6670. FEC 3 over 4. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. Again, this change takes effect starting March the 1st, so please tune in to Supreme Master Television using the new Intelsat 10 C-band downlink parameters starting March the 1st. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage
in Europe, Yorubur 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorubur 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat A05.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlsat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Mesa Television is also accessible online at suprememesatv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememesatv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a physiotherapy center opens for Palestinians living in Lebanon. In cultural news, the Independence Day of the Dominican Republic is celebrated. In health news, a Formosan or Taiwanese group of medical professionals provides free services in eastern India. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 27th, is the birthday of the President of Botswana, His Excellency Lieutenant General Seretse Khama Ian Khama, born in 1953. He is the son of Botswana's renowned first President, His Excellency Sir Seretse Khama. Devoted to increasing prosperity among the nation's citizens, President Khama has encouraged investment in local products and supported programs empowering youth. His Excellency is also committed to helping the environment through endeavors such as tree planting initiatives and climate change awareness activities. Our sincere appreciation for your dedication to enhancing the lives of Botswana citizens and improving the ecosphere. Your Excellency, Lieutenant General Seretse Khama Ian Khama, we wish you a joyful birthday in the company of loved ones.
Flying news. Storms sweep the U.S. East and Midwest. Starting on Thursday, February 24, numerous states endured the effects of severe snow, rain, and high winds. On Thursday, heavy precipitation caused rivers to swell in Kentucky, where four children were swept away and perished. The same day, a strong storm in Tennessee left at least two people injured, with considerable damage to property, including 30 homes, a church, and many toppled power lines and trees. Over 30,000 customers lost electricity for the night.
On Friday, parts of Ohio State received a large amount of snow and rain, prompting cancellations of flights and some road closures. In the eastern state of Maryland, gale force winds caused damage to cars and homes as trees were felled, while downed power lines resulted in a loss of electricity for 80,000 people. On Friday, the snow spread to New York State along with high winds, causing one death and a number of injuries. Numerous schools were closed as many flights were delayed or canceled.
Our earnest sympathies to those who lost loved ones, as we wish the injured and all the storm affected a soon recovery of their fulfilling daily lives. May the stability of the ecosphere be renewed as we engage in more caring stewardship of our shared earthly home.
Earthquakes hit Fiji Islands, Philippines, Laos, Russia, and Mexico. On the night of Monday, February 21st, a powerful quake measuring 6.4 on the Richter scale struck in the waters south of the Fiji Islands, its epicenter 883 kilometers south of the capital Suva. Unlike the devastating New Zealand tumbler that hit in the same Pacific region the following day, this occurred in a relatively uninhabited area, with no reported damage or injuries. On Tuesday morning, the Philippines was hit by a magnitude 5.3 earthquake that shook residents in the capital Manila, 65 kilometers from its epicenter.
Late Wednesday evening, a magnitude 4.7 earthquake hit Zayarbari in Laos, with tremors felt at homes as far as 140 kilometers away in the capital Wingyong. Early Thursday morning, the Kamchatka Peninsula in the Russian Far East was struck by a tremor measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale, 70 kilometers southwest of Ust-Kamchatsk. The following day, Mexico's Gulf Coast in the state of Veracruz experienced a quake of magnitude 5.7, 61 kilometers southwest of Cote Zacoalcos. Thankfully, none of these tremors resulted in casualties or other significant effects, and no tsunami warnings were issued. With our gratefulness for the safeguarding of those in the quake-hit regions, we pray that such distressing potential disasters are alleviated through humanity's swift adoption of gentler, eco-conscious ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Democracy efforts continue despite dangers in Libya. Speaking before a UN Security Council meeting on the Libyan crisis on Friday, February 25, Deputy UN Ambassador Ibrahim Dabashi stated that the protesters' death toll now numbered in the thousands, with more expected. The UK's Foreign Office meanwhile issued a statement urging any remaining Britons to return home that day on what could be a final government chartered flight. Amidst reports that protesters were being fired upon in the capital Tripoli, aid organisation Doctors Without Borders stated its concern for the injured, citing a shortage of medical equipment in the city of Benghazi, along with an inability to even reach Tripoli by road, despite the significant need for medical help there.
In several parts of the country, Army personnel continue to join fellow citizens demonstrating for democracy and freedom, with Al Jazeera reporting that protesters and Air Force personnel cooperated in seeking to prevent further attacks by disabling fighter jets at a military base. Government officials also continue leaving the regime in support of the protesters' efforts, with the latest high-profile officials being the ambassador to Jordan, Mohammed Barghouti, and chief prosecutor, Abdulrahman Al-Abbar, who stated Friday, "The logic of power and violence is being imposed instead of seeking democratic, free, and mutual dialogue." Also on Friday, representatives from the United Nations, the European Union, and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, held emergency sessions to discuss interventions, with UN High Commissioner on Human Rights, Navid Pillay, calling the actions of the Libyan government crimes against humanity, as she urged for immediate action to end the violence being perpetrated against the Libyan people, with support from other meeting participants, including European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, and UN diplomats from the UK, France, Hungary, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan.
Under international law, any official at any level ordering or carrying out atrocities and attacks can be held criminally accountable, and that widespread and systematic attacks against the civilian population amount to crimes against humanity.
In other countries across the region, protesters returned to the streets en masse on Friday, sending messages to leaders that the citizens would not back down in their demands for substantive changes in government, job opportunities and human rights. Countries like Algeria showed responsiveness as the government lifted a two-decade-old state of emergency law, which also has the effect of decreasing the power of the military and police. In Palestine, demonstrations were held Thursday and Friday, calling for national reunification, as several thousand people in the West Bank also protested once more the US veto of a UN Security Council resolution that would have recognized the illegality of Jewish settlements being built in Palestinian territories. On Friday, 28 Palestinian organizations in Israel's East Jerusalem joined in support as they announced a boycott of all U.S. governmental and non-governmental organizations.
Other pro-democracy demonstrations on Friday took place in Yemen, Bahrain, Tunisia, Somalia, Jordan, Iraq, and Egypt, with injuries reported in Yemen and 5 deaths reported in Iraq. Although there were no reported protests Friday in Algeria, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, Oman, or Cote d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, people in those countries continue to uphold their rights to improved representation in government, better job opportunities, an end to repression, and adherence to human rights.
With our sincere sympathies for the toll on precious lives, we pray for heaven's protection of all people, and that the conflicts may cease, bringing peace, freedom, and shared respect to the citizens of all nations.
Movie Guide Awards honor uplifting family films. The 19th annual Movie Guide Faith and Values Awards Gala was recently held in Los Angeles, USA, to honor outstanding contributions in family entertainment films and television programs. The event was hosted by Kevin Sorbo, who was also the recipient of the Grace Award for Most Inspiring Performance in Movies for his role in What If?
What if God
came today some kind of missionary letter?
One day.
Had other plans.
Dallas Jenkins is a good friend of mine. He's the one who directed it and helped to write it as well. And he came to me with a part for Pastor Ben, and it was a wonderful part to be in this movie. It was a great experience for me.
A divine intervention gives him a second chance.
Reverend, I'm ready for you now.
Reverend.
the Kairos Prizes for Spiritually Uplifting Screenplays by First-Time and Beginning Screenwriters, sponsored by the John Templeton Foundation, went to Blue Water Metal by Justin Eid, A Gentle Whisper by Catherine T. Kuntz, and Under the Apple Tree by Matthew Hill and Landon Johnson.
It's about a pop singer whose fall from fame leads her on a journey to discover the true meaning of life, purpose, and forgiveness.
Two grand themes of our script are love and obedience, who do you love, and in loving, who do you obey? So raises some interesting questions about who comes first in your life, God or what the world tells you.
Other notable award recipients included Toy Story 3 for Best Movie for Families, The Chronicles of Narnia, Voyage of the Dawn Treader, winner of the Epiphany Prize for Most Inspiring Movie of 2010, and Amish Grace, which garnered the Epiphany Prize for Most Inspiring TV Program of 2010. The evening's Lifetime Achievement Prize, the Special Crystal Teddy Award, went to two-time Oscar-winning composer Al Kasha.
First of all, congratulations on your Lifetime Achievement Award tonight. How does it feel?
It feels incredible to be appreciated, and all songwriters like to be appreciated, so I think it's wonderful.
Why do you think it's important to have positive films in the world?
Spiritually, it's totally rewarding.
Al Kasha also commented on his experience of setting Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry to music.
It was wonderful because a poem is sort of a longer song, but they're all wonderful sentiments, and they all deal with what I believe in, which I believe in is hope and love and peace. My life is based on that.
Al Kasha and his lovely wife, Seal, also mentioned that they are transitioning to the compassionate and wholesome vegan lifestyle.
I actually have Parkinson's, but I feel much better having vegan food. So I recommend to other Parkinson people to eat vegan.
Go vegan, as we say. Totally.
We join in applauding all awardees and nominees of the Movie Guide Faith and Values Awards. May you be blessed with continued success in bringing spiritual and inspirational entertainment to audiences around the globe.
Hi, I'm Kevin Sorbo, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Citizens freed in India, Syria, and the Philippines. On Thursday, February 24, District Administrator R. Vinil Krishna was safely released in India's Orissa state following negotiations by Orissan government officials. He had been detained 9 days earlier, along with junior engineer Pabitra Majihand Maji, who was also released unharmed on Wednesday, saying that his ordeal was a life-changing experience. Mr. Krishna said it had increased his sensitivity to the difficult lives of the tribal people in remote forest areas. Meanwhile, in Syria, online journalist Ahmed Hadifa was released without charge after being detained since Saturday, February 19, in a decision welcomed by the Syrian Human Rights League. Also, on Thursday in the Philippines, Al-Kawirizimi International College faculty member Chris Neil Gulfan and Mindanao State University student Aubrey Verdudez were freed from a 6-day detainment following successful negotiations led by Mawari City Mayor Fahad Salih. Our thankfulness, all officials and negotiators, for your help in securing the safe freedom of these innocent individuals. Wishing Messrs. Krishna, Maji, Hadifa, Gulfan and Ms. Verdudez many joyous reunions with loved ones, as we pray that shared understanding and respect soon prevail in all corners of the globe.
Save our planet. East Antarctic ice sheet more sensitive to climate changes than previously thought. Although the East Antarctic ice sheet contains enough ice to increase global sea levels 60 meters if melted, possibilities that this would happen in the next few centuries had long been ruled out, as surface temperatures across the region are well below freezing. However, new findings show that parts of the ice sheet are being affected by climate change more rapidly than previously believed. A team of scientists from Australia's Macquarie University and the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organization spent 3 summers in this remote region, where they used new technology to measure how previous climate warming and sea level rise 20,000 years ago had affected the region.
They found boulders which had been deposited during a time when the ice cover was greater than today. Using a particle accelerator to measure long-lived radioactive isotopes, they implemented a new technique called cosmogenic surface exposure dating to identify the amount of time since the boulders were freed from the ice. The researchers determined that ice thickness on the Lambert Glacier had decreased several thousand years earlier than previous estimates, and concluded that the East Antarctic ice sheets are much more sensitive to climate change than current models suggest.
Thank you, scientists, for your dedication in gathering this data from the Antarctic region to expand our understanding of the threats imposed by climate change. May we all be motivated to implement the most efficient measures to rapidly reduce emissions and preserve our beautiful planet.
Speaking, as on many previous occasions, with concern for humanity, Supreme Master Qinghai emphasized during a March 2009 video conference in California, USA, the critical nature of planetary warming while offering a way to alleviate the situation.
Before, the United Nations predicted that a 1 meter sea level rise would be very catastrophic already and causing a lot of people to lose their homes. But scientists have learned that Greenland and Western Antarctica and Eastern Antarctica are all melting now, which had not been a factor before. Based on these findings, one scientist said if all the Antarctica were to melt, then the sea level could rise up to 70 meters. So there's no way we can run away from this, except we turn to virtuous way of life. Then we are connected with heaven, because heaven is virtuous and love and blessing. I see no other way we can protect ourselves at all.
Save our planet. Officials from Peru's Natural Resources and Environment Department note that a glacier on the Huetapalana Mountain has lost a full 50% of its surface ice in just 23 years due to global warming, raising grave concerns for future water supplies, especially to coastal areas where a majority of the population resides.
Save our planet. U.S. Geological Survey scientists analyzing 150 years of coastal changes state that 68% of beaches in the New England and Mid-Atlantic regions of the USA are eroding on average by 1.6 feet annually, with the most extreme case receding more than 60 feet per year.
Save our planet. Marine scientists working on a project funded by the Philippine government note that coastal water temperatures over the past 2 years have been increasing, which they say is swiftly damaging the beauty, balance, and natural protection provided by the region's coral ecosystems.
Save our planet. The University of London Centre for Toxicology in the UK reports that many agricultural pesticides, including several that leave residues on food, block testosterone and other hormones considered vital to healthy reproductive systems in males, as they urgently call for systematic testing of pesticides currently in use.
I'm Hermina Snail, and I enjoy eating delicious plant-based foods for my diet. Here's a household tip of the day. For those high and even low places where dust gathers, you can secure a microfiber cloth over the bristle end of a broom or meter stick with a rubber band. It will help you to get to those hard-to-reach areas. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, a physiotherapy center opens for Palestinians living in Lebanon. The facility will offer treatment to individuals with neurological disorders and will also provide rehabilitation therapy after surgery. Funded by the Canadian Embassy in Lebanon, it is located in the Sidon camp of Ain al-Halwa. The center is being operated by Kerama Institution for Palestinians with Disabilities. Our earnest gratitude, Canadian Embassy in Lebanon, and all other groups supporting this important center. May it help many beautiful Palestinian people to regain well-being and welcome brighter tomorrows with Allah's grace.
In cultural news, today is the Independence Day of the Dominican Republic, celebrating its autonomy achieved in 1844. East of Haiti on the island of Hispaniola, the Dominican Republic has several natural protected areas. The National Park of the East is one of the Caribbean's largest marine parks. Rich in biodiversity, it is habitat for 112 of the country's over 300 bird species, as well as manatees, bottlenose dolphins, and a vast coral reef system. Additional splendid locations include the colonial city of Santo Domingo, which is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Its cathedral of Santa Maria la Menor is one of the oldest cathedrals in the Americas. We wish the kind citizens of the Dominican Republic a festive Independence Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Formosan or Taiwanese medical team provides training to local health providers in India. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. Stay tuned for more rejuvenating news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, lucky news for an auspicious world. In health news, a Formosan or Taiwanese group of medical professionals provides free services in eastern India. The 20-member team included physicians, dentists, nurses, and pharmacists. They treated individuals in Sikkim province and Darjeeling in West Bengal province for hypertension, lower back pain, and arthritis, which are common ailments in these areas. During the 10-day endeavor, training was offered to local health providers in writing simple prescriptions, tending to wounds, and referring patients to physicians. Instruction was also given in proper methods of toothbrushing by the dentists, who distributed 3,600 toothbrushes. All of the volunteers took care of their own travel expenses. Bravo, Formosan or Taiwanese medical team, for your altruistic spirit. May your caring visit be of much benefit to pure-hearted Indian brethren.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Sepedi, a language spoken in South Africa entitled Library Hours.
Bulaneng monna a botsisa mogaleng e ri ya senyane a araba ke ka lebaka leng o ntetetsa bosigo gare o mputsa putshe bjale e seng ka e ri ya senyane monna a botsisa ka go swaba aowa e seng ka e ri ya senyane moshimi a ri yalo ke ka lebaka leng o nyaka go tsena pele ke mang o rileng ke nyaka go tsena monna a ri yalo ke nyaka go tswa.
And now for our viewers' heartline on From Theosophy's Isis Unveiled on Between Master and Disciples.
An Invitation to the Secret Doctrine is a great book. Paweł from Poland.
Precious Paweł, thank you for your informative comment. Madame Blavatsky's profound teachings express timeless spiritual truths. She strongly advocated a plant-based diet for humans' evolution. We pray each individual heeds the wise words of past and present masters and choose the life-affirming vegan path. May God bless you and all the elevated souls of Poland.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say see you later, which means goodbye in Jamaican.
May you be graced by the love of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
His Majesty King Juan Carlos I of Spain visits Russia by invitation of President Dmitry Medvedev to further bilateral ties and officially launch the Year of Russia in Spain and the Year of Spain in Russia that will include over 350 commemorative events of cultural exchange.
At the 30th International Tourism Fair, Vitrina Turistica di Anato, Colombia welcomes delegates from 22 countries to participate in over 2,600 business meetings that focus on furthering tourism and the expansion of visitors to the country.
The African Union and United Nations Mission in Darfur help organize the Darfur Regional Women's Legislative Caucus, which advocates gender equality through legislative changes and encourages women towards leadership roles.
U.S. scientists are fascinated to discover that the center of neutron stars, already known to be made of the densest matter in the universe, may be able to achieve a superfluid state, which astronomers say could provide information about other high-density interactions, as well as the life cycles of neutron stars themselves.
His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Wales honors Oscar-winning Welsh actress Catherine Zeta-Jones with the Commander of the Order of the British Empire for her contributions to film as well as her charity work.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack announces $5 million in funding for initiatives to help provide low-income residents throughout 8 states with increased access to food and improved nutrition.
In seeking to form a new government, Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad utilizes the online social network Facebook to include youth in decision-making toward the goal of a unified national community that guarantees the dignity and freedom of every citizen.
German researchers develop a handheld scanner that can rate a person's levels of protective antioxidants in as little as 30 seconds, with a sensitivity of being able to detect very small changes and can thus encourage lifestyle changes to improve one's health.
A study published in the Journal of Medical Microbiology finds that lavender oil has antifungal properties that can be used to help heal common skin infections, giving scientists hope for developing a new medicinal remedy with widespread application.
The government of South Sudan's Lake State provides an initial 200 free plots of land for 1 year as a way to support residents returning to the newly independent country and finding jobs and permanent homes.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.